The Marlins a 4-0 lead. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks pleased to be joined by a special guest, Astros owner Jim Crane. And, man, this is a nice place you have here.
Well, we spent a lot of time getting it put together. We started about 4.5 years ago, but we got good cooperation from the state, the city, and the county, and was able to pull it all together. But it's turned out great. It's a big facility. It's 160 acres. So it's and it was a trash dump, so that's pretty amazing.
Jim, I mean, by the time you guys broke ground, in the back of your mind, were you wondering, are they really going to be able to pull this off?
Well, it was a very tight time frame. We ran into a little difficulty clearing the site because of the material that was on it. It was a dump where they put all of the debris from storms in here and everything for years and years. So that took a little more extra time, and we lost a week when the hurricane ran in here. But they scrambled. These guys worked really hard. They were working 24/7.
D. Gordon stands in. He doubled and scored his first time. And, Jim, when you talk about being down here in West Palm, what was it that was attractive for you guys about this site? Was it the chance to share a complex and also the proximity of the other Grapefruit League teams here?
Well, you know, we had to go to one side or another. You know, Arizona probably wasn't a choice because, you know, we were just running around too much on the buses and wasting time with the guys in the bus. So we started looking down here with another facility, which gets you to 5 teams. We were still hoping the Braves would show up down here for 6, and then, you know, it's cut our bus trips down to 2 this year. So that was really part of the deal. And then the facility was outdated. So, you know, this is a state-of-the-art facility. The players love the layout.
D. Gordon strikes out, bunting the third strike, so he is the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Martin Prado.
Let's talk about this team for a moment. Obviously, there's a lot of expectations, and everything's kind of come to fruition with the plan that you guys had in place a few years ago. Expect to be in the playoffs this year, don't you?
Yeah, we're really hoping that we can stay healthy and make it to the end and take a run in the playoffs. I mean, we've got a lot of depth on the team, and you know, the minor league system's very strong. We got a couple extra picks from the Cardinals from that deal. So we'll continue to build the base of the clubs down below, and then, you know, see these guys come up, start playing, and we'll add, like we did this year, add to the roster with some seasoned veterans.
It's 2-0 to Martin Prado, and this was the vision you had, I know, when you took over the team and brought in Jeff Luhnow, was to have a strong major league team but still have a very strong farm system as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, being a middle market team, we've got to keep the depth in the minor leagues to draw from there. And then, as I said, we can add, you know, good players when we need to, but we can't sign a full roster of free agents. So we like where we're at. You know, I'd like to tell you that we've worked the plan and planned the plan, and now we're starting to see some of the results, but we really like to get to the playoffs.
Martin Prado flies out to end the inning, and that'll do it for the Marlins here. Josh Reddick will laid it off for Houston. Reddick 1-for-3 on the spring, as we're joined by Astros owner Jim Crane. And, you know, we were talking about this beautiful facility here in West Palm Beach. There's also going to be some changes in Houston at Minute Maid Park this year. Towles Hill being removed and a new entertainment complex really put out there, some new restaurants out in center field. How's that process going?
It's going good. We will be ready to go on April 3rd. I think the fans are really going to love it. It's opened up the area and the ability to get around all the way around the back of the ballpark and still see the field where we were kind of blocked out there before, and some different areas to entertain. And even at field level, it was really cool. You'll be able to see through the screen and sit down below the fence. And so it's really going to be nice for the fans. And I think, you know, some new restaurants, some new areas to hang out. The younger folks like to hang out and talk, and a lot of cool spots for that.
Jim, it seems like you guys have had a project almost every offseason to upgrade things at Minute Maid Park. Anything in the works?
Yeah, you know, we got to continue to work on it. You know, next year we'll probably work on the suites. That'll be a big project. But we've got the club level. We worked on the Diamond Club. You know, we renovated the locker room. Every year we've got to continue to, you know, make it a great facility. We've got to, you know, continue to upgrade it. It's, you know, it's 15 years old now, and some of that stuff's a little worn out.
Josh Reddick waiting for a 3-1 from Tom Kohler. Here it comes, and that's outside. And Reddick works out a leadoff walk, second walk allowed by Kohler today.
Jim, last Friday we lost a invaluable member of our family here with the Houston Astros organization, Jamie Hildreth, who is the Senior Vice President of Communication and Alumni Relations. And you mind talking about Jamie and what he meant to the organization?
Well, Jamie'd been our longest employee there, and, you know, he was just a sunbeam when he walked into the room. He always had a positive attitude, and
yep,
he was great with the with the fans. He was great with the customers, and you know, he's a big plus on the organization. We're really sad to lose him. He was a great asset.
Yep.
Gattis at the plate. That deep crouch, and Kohler delivers, and Gattis hits this down the right field line. That'll slice foul over by the sidewall, and see the Astros starting a scholarship at the University of Houston in Jamie Hildreth's honor for someone who wants to study broadcasting. A real nice touch by the organization.
Yeah, we always, with the Astros Foundation, always try to give something back, and Jamie really anchored that department when we started years ago and added a lot of depth in there, and sure work with you guys a lot, but we're very happy to do that, and that'll keep the name around for a long time.
All right, Jim, you were a pitcher in college.
Gattis pops this one up on the infield. Who wants it? The first baseman comes in, Bohr, and he makes the catch, a step into foul territory, and that's the first out. Reddick back to first.
How would you pitch Evan Gattis?
Well, evidently, he just pitched him pretty well there. He jammed him with a fastball on the inside. We haven't hit many balls on the nose yet, but
you still got enough on it to get it in there.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I could break a window anymore. But you know, these guys are just getting started, so I think their timing's a little off. It looks like the last couple of days. So hopefully we'll round out to hitting the ball square up here pretty soon.
What's it like when Jeff Luhnow comes to you and say, hey, we want to sign this guy? I mean, is it a pretty big conversation, or you just trust him and go?
You know, we have some good conversations. I challenge them. You know, they do a lot of their homework. When they bring something to me, they really have done their homework, and they feel very strong about their opinions and how they got to that opinion. It's just not one guy. It's, you know, a lot of different scouts looking at it, a lot of different opinions. So, you know, we've gotten the selection process, you know, fine-tuned. It's not to say that we'd ever miss any, but I think, you know, it gives you, as it does with the stats, gives you a higher percentage to make good decisions the more information you have. And so we were just talking about a couple guys that he's looking at now.
Don't say their names.
Well, no, I won't. He'd like to add. But you know, we're always trying to fine-tune the team and improve the team and look for good prospects. And, you know, we really work with our scouting system. We've got one of the better scouting systems now. And, you know, we want to pay those guys, and they do a great job, and they spend a lot of time out finding these kids and determine whether they're qualified for us to draft them.
And that has to give you that much more confidence in baseball operations. When they come to you with somebody, as you mentioned, they come with all this different information, so you know that they're putting in the hours and that they've really thought this thing through if they're bringing it to you and bringing it up to your level. As Stassi fouls one off down the first baseline.
Yeah, they've you know, with the, you know, the TrackMan and the BatStat and you know just still scouting, you know, visually and watching all the, you know, and really looking at the guys personally and their makeup. I mean, all of those ingredients go in, and you know, not only one guy will look at them. One guy will see the scout, won't see the other guy's scouting report, so he's not influenced by someone else's report because it's sectioned off. So you get a really, you know, great opinion, and oftentimes they're different. And then you got to, then, you know, then we got cross checkers. So then we go in and check it again, and then the GM and then assistant GM will go check. So, you know, we really get a lot of good information.
Stassi broke his bat in that foul ball. He's back at the plate with a new bat. It's a 2-1 count.
How similar is this process in baseball since you've been in the game to your logistics company?
Well, you try to do all those things in business. You try to make great decisions and, you know, hire good people and give them the tools to succeed and, you know, use, you know, computer systems or analytics and that sort of thing. But, you know, but business is business. It's the business. A lot of the same principles that we used in that business, you know, we used over here. Logistically, just organizing the stadium and the way it flows and how we take care of the fans and stuff is just moving stuff around. So it's very similar.
What is, since you've been owner of the Astros and 2012 was your first full season as owner, what's been the biggest surprise to you, maybe something you didn't anticipate?
Well, it you know, you think you play a season for 6 months and you got 6 months off. Well, that's not the case. This thing goes pretty much all year round. I thought I was a little surprised with that, you know, with the winter meetings and then, you know, everything. There's always some functions going on, even in the off season, to build up to the next season. So it's more of a, you know,
full-time
job and a lot of activity, regardless of whether you're playing or not. Everybody's still working.
It's a full count to Max Stassi. That's Josh Reddick at first with one out in the bottom of the second. 4-0 Marlins on top of the Astros. As Tom Kohler comes set, there goes Reddick. The pitch is strike three. No throw down to second by Nola. Stolen base for Reddick. But Stassi strikes out for the second out of the inning. First K for Kohler.
That's one of those front door sliders that started at the front hip. And those will freeze hitters, particularly in a full count right there to Max Stassi when he was anticipating a fastball.
How much do you – now, you mentioned the front office, the baseball operations people will bring you all this information about guys the Astros want to sign. But, you know, you think about someone like Josh Reddick or Brian McCann who came over in a trade but had to waive his no-trade clause. How much interaction do you have with some of the guys that the Astros are looking at bringing in the offseason?
Well, once we made the decision to sign them, a lot of times I'll call the guys and welcome them to the team and just say if they need anything, let us know. I mean, we've really gotten close as a group between Jeff and AJ and I and Reed. We try to help the players any way we can. We want them to know we care about them and, you know, create good chemistry in the locker room, and that starts at the top. So we work on everything like that.
A couple of weeks ago, you played at Pebble Beach in the Pro-Am. How'd you do? I didn't get a chance to look at the numbers.
We did all right. We were 12 under. I thought 15 was the cut. I blame it on Jimmy Walker. He was only 2 under. I put him on probation for next year. So he better come around or I'll swap him out.
Are you going to trade partners?
I'll swap him out for Ricky Fowler or somebody.
It's an 0-1 count to Yuli Gurriel, Astros first baseman. Reddick with the lead off second with two out. Marlins lead it 4-0. Kohler delivers, and Gurriel grounds it up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Reddick motoring around third and coming home. He'll score without a throw, and Gurriel drives in the first run of the day for the Astros. It's 4-1 Miami.
Jim, I'm interested to see what Yuli Gurriel is able to do this year after a full offseason, knowing what to expect as a full-time major leaguer with the rigorous schedule, but he looks like a good run producer.
Yeah, he puts a bat on the ball. You know, that ball wasn't hit hard, but a base hit scores a run. That's what you're looking for right now, but They like Yuli. He's I think last year the word I got, he got a little worn out with the pace of everything, but I think he's ready to go this year and ready to make the adjustment. And, you know, he's got a lot of good buddies on the team, so I think he's comfortable. I think he's, you know, he's always smiling and seems to be doing well. So we'll hopefully produce this year.
Marwin Gonzalez at the plate. Kohler delivers, and Gonzalez takes one inside. How good of an eye for talent do you think you have when watching these guys?
Well, you know, you can tell when a guy's got a great swing and with the bat. I mean, the pitching is, you know, pitching. I mean, you know, how they release the ball, how they set up, and, you know, the movement on the ball is very important. But, I don't know that I've got a scouter's eye at this point, but I'm not afraid to go tell Jeff somebody's throwing bad when I'm sitting behind home plate. The ball's not breaking.
And I'm sure Jeff, some of those times, is probably like, yes, I know. Gonzalez ready for a 1-0. Kohler delivers, and Marwin grounds it right side. Backhanded by Bohr. He'll take it to first himself, and the inning is over. Astros do get a run on Gurriel's RBI single. Jim Crane, Astros owner, always good to see you.
You guys do a great job. Have a good spring. It's a good place to be. Get the fans down here. We need some fans down here.